regulators say that Duke pumped 61 million gallons of water from its ponds at its retired Cape Fear coal plant, which contained the leftover ash from burnt coal. That's more than double the amount of water that spilled from the Dan River ash pond, although without the additional 30,000 tons of solid coal ash to go along with it. Duke has said the pumping was part of routine maintenance. Not so, says state environmental spokesman Jamie Kreitzer.
The pumping activities ongoing at this plant far exceeded what would reasonably be considered routine maintenance.
Regulators discovered both ash ponds were several feet below their regular levels during an inspection last week. The pond level is supposed to be high enough that the heavy ash can sink into the bottom, and less polluted water is then discharged into a tributary that flows into the Cape Fear River. But with water in the pond so low, spokeswoman Susan Massengale says the state environmental agency is concerned about what's flowing out.
They pumped it down to the point where it is not functioning as it should and allowing the proper separation.
Massengale says drinking water downriver of the plant, which is filtered, hasn't turned up any problems. Regulators are taking samples of the river water. And the agency has issued Duke a notice of violation, which could result in fines. The company didn't immediately comment on that notice, but for environmental groups, the Cape Fear incident is the latest display of lackadaisical oversight by regulators.
This is completely outrageous. The public has had enough of this.
Pete Harrison is the staff attorney for the Waterkeeper Alliance. Since the Dan River spill, state regulators have issued violations at seven different coal plants. Reports of leaky pipes and unpermitted wastewater discharges have become a near weekly occurrence. But Harrison and other environmentalists contend the state has only taken actions after pressure following the Dan River spill.
It's only when citizens take action and force the state to do its job will it actually at least go through a charade of regulatory oversight when it comes to Duke Energy.
The state is suing Duke for seepages from its ash ponds into groundwater. The state says it's the first agency in the nation to take such action. But environmental groups point out it also blocked them from suing, and the state quickly tried to settle. The pumping at the Cape Fear plant demonstrates the ongoing tension between Duke and environmental groups. The Waterkeeper Alliance took photos of the pumping last week, a day before the state says its regulators discovered it. But Massengale denies the environmental group had a hand.
To some degree, you can say coincidence. To some degree, you can say that the spill at the Dan River site has heightened everybody's awareness, and so you have more eyes out there on these things anyhow.
The state previously inspected the Cape Fear ash ponds in December. Spokesmen say a regulator spotted the pump, but it was disconnected, and Duke failed to mention its ongoing operation. Duke has 30 days to respond to regulators' notice of violation. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.